Welcome to our teaching today, where Christ's Word is the center of our world. We are about to listen to the undiluted Word of God from the throne of grace.
Their names. What impressed God about everything they did was because they did it by faith. By faith! Sarah, one of my favorite people in the Bible, and in Hebrew 11. I like Sarah. First of all, I find it easy finding her. Hebrew 11:11. Hebrew, I mean, you don't have to be as smart as you are. And Hebrew 11:11 says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Strength to conceive seed. And was delivered of a child when she was past age. Oh my God. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. If you go to Genesis 18:11, you'll find them talking about what happened to this mama Sarah. The Bible says it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. The King James puts it in such a drastic, unapologetic way. So you wouldn't call her a girl. She was no lady. She was not even qualified to be called a woman. You know, the best way I can let you get a picture is that when you go to your village, I'm talking about your village. We're talking not those of you who act like Nyanya is your village. We're talking about a real village where they know you with no lipstick and all that. They remember you were walking around half dressed. I don't want to go on because you know better than me. When you go there, you meet people who have experienced longevity in life. They've lived so long. And some of them are so old, their hair dried up, breast dried up. You look at her, you want to greet her, you don't know how to say grandma or grandpa, because she could be any of those two. So if you're smart and wise like the rest of us, you just say granny. Now, I said that to let you know that that's exactly what Sarah was like at this point in time. But the Bible says she solved the problem of never having a child and being in a disadvantaged position. Too old to be pregnant. The Bible says she did it through faith. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. I love to quote it halfway. Strength to conceive. Oh, hallelujah. Strength to conceive. Some of you need strength to succeed. Strength to forgive. You know how it hurts so deeply? You don't even think they deserve to be forgiven, but God's going to give you strength. Strength to live holy. Strength to prosper. Strength to get a job. Strength to get a visa. Strength to fall in love again and never fall out. Can I have a witness? Can I have an amen? Don't make sense just to complain about how things ain't going well. What you need in your life now is faith that gives you strength to trust again. Strength to know what's right and what's not right. Strength to not just sit down and say, I'm poor with prayer, I don't pray that well. Strength to get into a place of prayer and get out and ask yourself, was that me? Hey, 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 hey. Strength. I said strength. If you need a little more strength in your life, you're going to look up to the hills from where comes your help. Your help comes from the Most High God. Somebody says strength. You get strength by putting your faith on your Creator. You get strength by trusting the one who brought you this far. You get strength not because you are born with it or because it comes sounds easy. But because when you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you lean not on your own understanding, your mother told you that's just who you are. You have a hot temper, you've always been like that. But the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't you ever get to leaning on your understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will make strength your path. He will give strength to your path. He will make you what you never thought you could be. He will show you that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody help me, say strength. Strength is coming into your life. Strength is coming into your relationships. Thus saith the Lord, strength is coming in your business. Strength is coming back into your marriage. What the devil tells you you can't do, what experience told you you can't do, what everybody thinks you are not gifted by, you just look up and say, Lord, give me strength. Strength to live holy. Strength to forgive the unforgivable. Oh, the Bible says through faith, she got strength to conceive. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is a strength giver. When you're feeling weak and down, when it looks as if you're about to quit, get some faith. Get some believing. Get some trust. Get some confidence in the decision you made to serve God. You see, God is not just there for decoration. I preached a sermon many years ago. What's God for? What is God for? Many believers say, I got God, I thank God, I'm a child of God. But I ask you right now, what's the use? What's God for? What is He in your life for? If you say, I have God, but nobody gives up like you. If you say, I have God, but nobody quarrels like you. If you say, I have God, but nobody believes in revenge like you. If you say you have God, but nobody talks bitter, nobody talks ugly like you, what's the use of God? He didn't come in our life just to see what things are like. He didn't come to the planet just to see what the world is like. He came. I said He came to bring changes in our lives. Changes we can see, changes we can hear. He came to bring real change. Change that everyone can notice. I'm talking about change. Yeah. Please forgive me if I'm getting too theatrical. I'm just in that spiritual mood because I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. I kind of see it. I kind of feel it. That real change is coming into someone's life. That's why God sent me. You're going to be able to say no when you want to say no. Nobody is going to get a hold just because of love of your mumu button. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Are you ready for a miracle? I want to hear you say yeah. Are you ready for a miracle? Somebody said to me, Bishop Fred, you don't understand. I've got a whole lot of preachers and pastors praying for me. I mean, I don't think anybody gets prayed for like me. I've come through hell and high water. I got so many things disturbing me. And don't you start preaching to me about being more godly. If I have to say it myself, I do serve God in a way that if He will confess, He would know that I do more than what everybody does. I love God. In my life is God in the morning, God in the noontime, and God at night. There's nothing that God wants me to do that I've not been doing. So how on earth Can I be going through what I'm going through? Please tell me, Bishop Fred, how do I get rid of what's happening in my life? How do I solve these problems in my life? Well, don't listen to me. Go ahead and listen to his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall always be there. God is not a man to lie, or the son of man to repent. If he says it, he means it. Let the whole world go to wherever they want to go to. I've been saved now. I've known him for some 30 years or so, and I found out something. You can depend on him if you have the courage to depend on him. There are many people that have Jesus in their life, but he's just a figurehead. When they cough, oh Jesus. When their hearts are broken, oh Jesus. He becomes that name they call often without even thinking about what's going on. They don't really have a real, real faith in him. They don't know that he's the maker, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the seed of David. They don't know that J-E-S-U-S has a meaning. In the J, he's your justifier. In the E, he's your example. In the S, he's your satisfaction. In the U, he unites you with the power of God. He unites you with the love of God. And in the final S, he's the solution to your problem. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Are you ready for a miracle? I said, are you ready for a miracle? I said, are you ready for a miracle? This simple teaching and preaching that I brought to you today, I can promise you as a man of God, not just by faith, but by experience, it will bring healing to your back. It will bring healing to your throat. It will bring healing to your breathing. It will bring healing. I just have to say what I hear. It will bring healing to your marital bed. What was not possible would suddenly, after today, you get back home, will become possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about. I've been here for too long. I didn't come here to impress you. Though I'll be happy if you do get impressed. I didn't come here to tantalize you and just make you feel good. I'm here because God sent me, and I'm here for those who are crying for help. I'm here for those who are saying, Lord, when? I'm here for those who are saying, Lord, why? I came to tell you, thus saith the Lord, if you trust me, if you believe me, not believe doubt, believe doubt, believe doubt, believe doubt, believe doubt. If you put your confidence in me, not in a preacher, but in the word of God and the God of the word. He said, if you trust me, I will do it in simpler ways than you can ever imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, the importance of faith in our lives cannot be overemphasized. One chapter of the Bible, Hebrews 11, 24 times, by faith, by faith, by faith, 24 times, by faith, through faith, in it, by faith, by faith. This should be a song you go home with. You are thinking about the bill, you smile and say, by faith, hallelujah. Thinking about the person that broke your heart and wonder who else is going to handle you, you just smile and say, by faith. The devil tells you how old you are, as if your age makes any real difference. That's just the mind of people. That's just human thinking. If you trust God, then you would trust the Bible. And if you trust God and the Bible, you would trust what they say. I know of a woman, 99 years. Everybody said it's over with her. But through faith, Sarah received strength. Strength. supernatural strength is coming into your life. What you couldn't do when you were younger, you're about to achieve it now that you're older. What people say you can't do, you're about to do. What people say you can't be, you're about to be. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I got faith in God. I've got trust in my maker. I'm not going to give up now. I'm not going to give good reasons why I can't achieve. No! I look up to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord Almighty. If there's something God cannot do, then maybe I can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. And all things are possible to him that believeth. I came to prophesy to you. Your story has not ended yet. This is just a part of the story. What you're going through is how wonderful testimonies come forth. When somebody comes out and they say, God is good. I just want to give my testimony. I've been having this little scratching by the side of my face. But when I came to the service, as we're praising God, the scratching stopped. Everyone stops like you have done. But when the story is a message of the worst, and finally see what God did for me, people will be jumping and praising God. Here is the message. What you are going through is deliberate. Because God knows he will solve it. And people will so praise him because of you. Somebody say hallelujah. God is setting you up to be the inspiration, that standpoint and many churches need. When they hear what the Lord has done for you, they will say, no. God is faithful. God is dependable. They would say it's time to serve the Lord just because of you. Somebody say, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, as I close, let me remind you that without faith, it's impossible. Impossible. You can know all kinds of revelations, but without faith, impossible. You can know everything about everything deep in the scriptures. Without faith, impossible to even please God. Can you imagine living a life where you can't please God? Having the only person that can help you against you. God said, if you want to make me happy, thank God for eschatology. Thank God for soteriology. Thank God for all the biblical doctrines and all the deep teachings on grace and everything. But if you want to make me happy, just remember this. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to stand upon his promise. Just to say, thus says the Lord. Do I have a witness? Jesus, Jesus, how? Can you say that? I trust you, Jesus. How I have proved you, Lord, more and more. Let me hear you say, Jesus, well, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Standpoint. Remember this. Thus saith the Lord. Prayer without faith, waste of time. Because without faith, it's impossible. So what you do without faith? A prophet went to a woman who he wanted the woman to give a sacrificial offering of all that she had. And she looked at him and he saw into her eyes what she did not know he could see. And said to her, fear not. And I was a young preacher, looked at that, and I wondered what fear not got to do with giving your offering. And I realized that when you have a little and not much, when you have plans for everything you are hoping to give, when you are in your zero plus level, every sermon about giving and sacrifice is like an enemy. So now they know that not small remain. They won't carry that one too. Listen, like I tell them in church, wherever I go, and I say it in Greek, if you like your money too much, keep it for your pocket. Now you go tell the story. At a time like this, when the whole world is shrinking into all kinds of needs, the only way out is to get one who is on your back, who can help you. And he said, show your trust to me by doing what nobody does when they don't have much. Have you noticed in the Bible the people that God made to make sacrifice are those who don't have? I mean, I saw a prophet. When I read it first, I said, I'm ashamed to be a prophet. Thank God I'm not a prophet of those days. The woman has the last to eat. Her baby's crying for food. Nothing more. And here comes this great prophet. Titles around his back. Rabba Shandada. Demon demobilizer. Kabosha Kabada. He said, yes, I hear it. I hear it. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Man, woman of God, I hear it. The last you have in your account, the last food you plan to eat and actually die. I mean, how unkind can the man of God be? If I was the one that says, we're trying to eat this and die. I say, okay, madam, no problem. Keep your own here. Let not be said I killed you, but all of you have extra. But the prophet still had courage to say, give that. He said, what did you say? Give it. How many of it? Give it all. Oh, so that's what Christianity has become. It's a nice way to tell me I should go and die. Nice way to tell me you don't care whether I or my boy feeds. I should give it all? He said, yes. He said, but before you do that, listen to me. Fear not. Fear not. Because the one in whose name we're obeying says the oil shall not cease. You say, Bishop Fred, do you like trust everybody? My answer, I don't care. I trust the real deal. Even if I love Pastor Phil very much, I don't give him my trust. What I give to him is the trust of the one who gave him to me. So if you like, you can say it this way. I trust almost everybody because I trust the only one who is dependable and who brought them into my lives. I wish I had time to give you testimony. This year, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust. That's what is affecting you. True, true. And even the person who get trust in an intestine, when it comes to you now, give him vibe of distrust and your anointing affects him. When they let you say, I told you, that's how they are. They always let you down. Why come you are the only one who are always letting down? Go and look at other people. They have a wonderful life. They marry the man that you wish, that's the kind of man I want. But you can't find that because you are a madam. I don't trust anybody. Anointed pastors and leaders like the ones you have trying to help you, giving you instructions, wanting to pray for you. Me, I don't trust anyone. So when you come, now empty head you they bring, we lay hands on you, nothing happens because you are madam distrust. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he'll shed on away while we do his good will. He'll abide with us still, and with all who can trust and obey. What are we going to do? We will trust and obey. There's no other way. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Friends, prayer without faith, not acceptable. Giving without faith, zero. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You know, that is the reason, my friends, why what we are into is called the Christian faith. Not the Christian revelation. Not even the Christian rapture. No matter how deep you get, that's who we are, people who trust God with the whole of our hearts. Without that, there's no teaching good enough for you to take note, except to enjoy. The absence of faith is the reason for everything we're experiencing in the body of Christ today. Because we thought we had finished that one, let's start a new topic. You know, I study many things every year. There are two things, maybe two and a little more, that I always do every year in terms of the Word of God. And one of the first ones is build my faith. I study faith like I've never known it. Because everyone I know who's achieved great things in the ministry, one thing you will notice about them, they trust God like crazy. They have faith in God. Worry is a child of the absence of faith. Fear is in our lives because we don't trust enough. Reason why many people don't pray as they should. The Bible says this is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask, people ask out of confidence. Amen? Are you with me? Reason why many people don't give, you found out, the prophet said, fear not, because they don't really have faith. And let me even say, the reason why there's so much sin in the body of Christ, because there's so little less. You say, are you saying that people sin because they don't have faith? Yeah, if there's a court, I'll be willing to come and argue it. Romans 14, verse 23 says, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If many Christians know that sin is a reproach, if many Christians know that righteousness actually exalts, the way you live right, you're doing it for yourself. To either go up or go down by pleasing the only one who can help you in such a tough world. If they know that, they will live by faith. I have been in so many churches in my life, I stopped counting, and all kinds of continents. I'm going to one soon as I leave here. Benny Hinn is one of the speakers there in that conference. But no matter where I go, I found the same kind of people. I mean, they could sing different. They could sing local. They could sing sweet. They could sing American or sing British. But they're all the same, basically. Only thing that separates them is where their confidence lies. In what they watch on social media or in what the book says about them. The choice is always yours. I had that. Too many believers living by, I had that. But while some guys discussing with me on social media, say, you didn't see it? I say, it's the last place I go. I'm not an anti-social media. I go there for a purpose, looking for something. As for the gossip, when I've achieved everything I want to achieve, and I'm very old, like maybe a year to 100 years, and I'll say, what are they saying? I don't have time. A whole lot of church people and churches still into the issues of satanic attack. Don't get me wrong, there's a devil and there's a warfare in court going on. But I know a whole lot of churches who are living their whole life fighting the war that was won many years ago. And God called us to fight, but to fight the fight of faith. I think it's a good time to clap. I'll wait for you to finish clapping. Satanic attack? Really? Ephesians says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Don't matter what the devil throws on us. And in time like this, you have to know that your Redeemer liveth. You've got to trust God so much that when they say somebody said they did this to you, you just laugh and say, me. They are charming me. When I'm hid in Christ with God, you sleep sweet like nothing is going on, because the one who watches over Judah or Jerusalem does not sleep nor what? Slumber. He said, I will never leave nor forsake you. So why would I bother about a charm or whatever? I say, our place, they are wicked. Though. Let them be wicked for themselves. There's somebody who is an exception to the rule. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. I am not one of those they can kill easily. Oh, yes, they had my uncle. Oh, yes, they did stuff, but this is the wrong tree they are backing up on. I'm a child of the living God. I've got the Spirit of the Lord upon me. I've got faith in the Word of God. I am a child of God. I love Ephesians 6:16. King James says, above all, taking the shield of faith. You see what I've been preaching to you and teaching you all of this, this service? It's a shield. It will protect you if you have it in your life. To walk around with so much knowledge and no knowledge of faith in your life is to be shieldless. Many preachers are shieldless until when the devil shoots the arrow, everybody starts to intercede when they could have lived that life of faith. Add everything else on it, but don't compromise living by faith. Check what work of God. Check ministry. People that always break through have an outstanding faith in God. That's the big signature. Some of them have doctrines that don't even fit. Or preaching stuff that we have on land. But they trust God like crazy. That's how they got to where they are. That's how they stayed where they are. Because we have a lot of wonderful young people. Wonderful church like this. If you don't trust God, you'll be shieldless. And before you know, you're here. And next time, you're not. When you can't remember Habakkuk, when you can't remember any big theological language, just remember, I have trusted the one that never fails. Above all, taking the shield of faith, above everything you have been carrying. Yes, I love you. You're a prayer warrior. I'm a prayer warrior. I love to pray. But above everything, whatever you carry with you, don't forget the shield of faith with which you quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Amplified Version says, above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Not the word all. It don't matter what Satan brings. It's quenchable. Help me stand up. Find two people away from where you're sitting. Say, it's quenchable. Whatever the enemy is shooting against you, it is quenchable if you have the shield of faith. Faith is a shield. Faith is a shield. It will quench whatever they are throwing against you. It's quenchable. I said it's quenchable. So why should I worry about this guy who is trying to do things that are easily undone? Rather than bother about who they do me or where they do me, or face this, the shakenarian spirit of this and spirit of that and spirit of leave me alone, spirit of, I just quickly go to the strongest of all. To the one that when I trust him, nothing can come my way. And trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Let me hear you speak it to yourself. Say, trust and obey. No other way. No other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to trust again. That's the message I brought to you. And the good thing about this is that, except you really want to pretend, the truth is that even when you didn't know God enough, you got, God just help me, oh, God just help me. It turned out that he did. So you have enough evidence that, let me get into Hebrew now. You have enough evidence that the thing where they beg God make you do, you don't do that time before. David said, I had to face the lion. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I said to the Lord, why would you bring something you know I can't handle? I'm just a little boy and I have to face this lion. But somehow God helped him. And he tore the lion and said, let me be this. Then the voice said, no, be you, let me be the issue. Now the God where you shout on, now he give you the ability to get here. See, many people forget how they got where they got to. So they think that they did it by themselves. So they are trying to undo the challenge around this. They forgot who really opened the first door. Call upon the Lord in a time of trouble, and he will see you through. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody say yeah. Are you ready for a miracle? I said, are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a miracle? He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't teach you to swim to let you drown. God cannot build his home in you to move away. How can he lift you up to let you down? Didn't bring you this far to leave you. No, 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 no. Didn't teach you to swim to let you drown. God didn't build his home in you to move away. So why will he lift you up to let you down? And he who began this good work in you, he who began this good work in you, he's still faithful to complete it. I just wanted really to know that he's still faithful to complete it. Give me your hand, long lady. Remember, he who started this work, he'll be faithful to complete it in you. Stand and give God some praise in this house. If you trust him, if you love him, go ahead and give him some praise in the house. Go ahead and give him some praise in the house. If you love him, if you trust him, go ahead and give him some praise in the house. Go ahead and do that. Don't stop praising. Don't stop clapping. Mommy, he's able. He's able to complete it. He's able to complete it. He's able to complete it. Hey! completed. He that started is able. Yeah, he's able. Stretch your hand towards me. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. If I be a man of God, and if the words I've spoken today in this place were words that came from God, let everything that I see be flashing through my spirit. No time to deal with them or to minister in that light. But God, the things that in your heart of your people as they heard me speak and the things they trust you for, do me this favor, Lord. Before the 22nd of September, the 25th of September is my birthday. On that day, I'll be growing younger. I would be only 61 years old and still cute. But I ask, Lord, one of the biggest birthday presents I wanted to give to me, because you always show up before others, testimonies from the lives of these people, testimonies from their prayer, testimonies from their confidence in you, testimonies from their giving, and challenge your children, whatever you ask them to do, give them the courage to do it. And I'm saying that because as I was preaching, I knew that God would speak to a number of people and say, so is it. Give that amount of offering. Even if nobody's calling for it, just send it to account or put it on the altar. And that thing we've been talking about for a long time, I will do it for you. Because the book says, give, it shall be given. Sometimes when God is ready to give, he asks you to give. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen. Lift your hand higher. If I be a man of God, may these hands not long from now be lifted again, but be lifted in victory and in joy. In the name of the Father and of the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And somebody say amen. Can I take an offering? I'm past my time, but I have faith. Imagine that. He wrote on the sheet of paper that I should take the offering. And the boss already wrote in my spirit. So, you know, I learned something. Let me tell you a story. Don't laugh too much. There's a man of God I invited to preach. Elderly man of God. Unfortunately, when he came to preach, he had this dress he wore. And then the shokoto, is that what they call it? Anyway, while he was teaching us and speaking to us, his trouser began to come down. And the man was in one level of spirit. He didn't even know what was going on. My wife said, the thing is coming down. I said, I can see it too now. He said, won't somebody tell him? I said, are you not somebody? He said, go and tell. I said, hey, I should go and meet man of God. I said, but boy, your trouser, they come down. We don't see one part of the pant. Now me could go talk that one. She said, so how are we going to do it? He's going to become pantful. By the way, in my home, we have our own English. We added extra. So she said, but this is an embarrassing situation. I said, no. But it's coming down. I said, can you do me a favor, sweetheart? She said, what? Shut up. She said, why? But there's a problem here. I'm telling you, you refuse to solve it. I said, no. I'm leader here. Don't you trust me? She said, I trust you. Then allow the boss, who is the real boss of the leader, show us a way out of this. So I get the point. She kept quiet. So I said to the Lord, as you have had her, this man trusts I will soon come down. That's when the service will end. You know what the Lord said to me? Is that what you came to ask me for? We go to God to ask for help, but many times we're not asking. We're grumbling, we're complaining, and we're showing him how bad things are because we're so sure it's too bad, even him cannot handle it. He said, let your request be known unto God, not your problems. Father, I'm tired. Father, I don't have money to pay for this. Father, the landlord is coming. Father, that's not a request. Father, I'm tired. I just don't know. Father, I don't know. Father, why me? That is not prayer. It's a protest. To put it in simple, original Greek and Hebrew, you go to God. All we are saying, give me husband, power to the people. All we are saying, give me husband. We don't go live here today or to give us our husband. That one a riot. The person you are talking to is your friend. And he's looking for opportunity to help you. He now asks you in simple language, which you want me to help you? You know, Asabi, are they up there? What do you want? Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and they shall be yours. He didn't say whatever be your problem or make you come, we'll talk about them. It's your desire that makes your prayer. I know we can't do all this today. I go come back. You know me. They don't need to invite me. The two times I've come here. Well, the first one shall. But what I do to myself when I don't want anybody to bring me to any church, I make sure that they don't know I'm around. So I've gone to Abuja many times, even stayed close to even your house, but didn't let you. Because when they know, say, sir, won't you just come and bless us? I said, I don't tie, sir. The Lord is with you. Okay. I tell him, make you massage my back now. You go say, the Lord is with me. What did my wife say about you? You're a great man of God. Now God can take care of you. I say, eh. Everybody has other people taking care of them. And we all have God. It's only me when I live for God. I better compress my back jaw. Give me some sugar. You know, I'm doing progressive revelation of myself to you. I'm taking it small, small. When I came the last time, I was a very good boy. You know, just share what I want to share and go. To God be the glory. Now I'm showing you small, small. Will they move like that? We'll get to that point. You say, ah, this man. You mean you can be like this? My wife used to say, I go to her and I'm trying to. We came from church, you can imagine. Anointed man of God. Then I start where I say, man of God, you just came from church. I say, eh. Now, second service with this now. When I'm talking, not to say, ah, I will tell those your members. I say, tell them now. No, people get the word of knowledge. I go tell them their own. She said, when I talk to you, you're a bishop. I say, after bishop, if you be bookshop, if you be big shop. But now, the anointing where I want, I won't say it so that you don't backslide. Somebody shout, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'd like to say one more word of prayer before I leave you. But before that, I want you to respond to the words I've spoken to you. How you give right now, when I hear about it, I will know whether the prophetic word God sent me resonated well with you. There's a difference between a sermon, a good sermon, and a prophetic word. Some of you had this morning things you've already heard before, but the way it sounded was so personal and different. That's what prophecy can do. God tells telling you exactly what you need at this point in time in your life. I want to ask you to give God a thank you offering for diverting my plans and bringing me to you. I was in another church before I came here. That's how much God lost me. He won't let me rest. I'm supposed to travel to America. Can't even say a year. Made the boy rest. Since he did go do other job. Sent me to a little church for which we had such a presence and brought me here. I don't believe really that I came here to be in your church. I don't want to say that again. I came here not for everybody, but for you. You said something to God. He called me to answer. You said something to your friend, thoughts about what is going on, and God sent me as an answer. The Bible says Israel cried to God. God, help us, we're in trouble. God's response was to send a simple prophet by the name of Moses. Moses said, I don't want to go there. Not now. God said, you got to. He said, why? Because I have heard the cry of my people. So if there's anybody here who has some tears or felt some pain, this is your answer. Don't say, God don't care, because he brought me to come and strengthen and encourage you. So you must know from now. Know that you know that you know that you know that it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Do you trust God? Do you trust me? And no need to worry. What a night is going to bring.
This concludes this message. Thank you for listening. And for more information about the Standpoint Church, visit our social media platform on www.facebook.com/standpointabj, twitter.com/standpointabj, instagram.com/standpointabj, and on soundcloud.com/standpointabj.